And Lord, though they may not have as many years left in their life, I pray, Lord, that you would cause them to have a whole lot of life in their years. Amen. Lord, that they'd be able to do more in 1 year what it used to take them 10 years to do in the past. Lord, I pray that you would multiply their effectiveness as they begin to continue to labor in your field. Lord, and I pray you would grant them revelation afresh of their need, not only for the blood of Jesus on a daily way, but for the body of Christ. Amen. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless them, Lord. God bless you. You have a nice smile.
It's Jesus.
I know. Here. This is his body, which was broken for you. And this is his blood that was shed for you. Father, I pray for this couple. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for how Jesus just shines through them, through their countenance. This is a couple that have seen something in the kingdom and it has restrained them. It has restrained them and harnessed them and caused them to be a real force to be reckoned with in the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray now, Lord, as they partake of this cup, Lord, this cup which represents your blood that they got in on, Lord, of the life of Christ, and this body, Lord, which represents all of us, Lord, that you would afresh cause them to understand their need for the kingdom, their need for one another. Lord, help us to minister life to them as they continue to minister life to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can partake. Amen. Since Chris practically lived at the Hornsby, she's coming over here. And if there was such a thing as two wives, David would have had them. But just teasing. And I want you all to, this is the cup which represents his blood, which was shed for each and every one of you. And this is his body, which he broke, so that you might be nourished, maintained, that you might be challenged and channeled and focused. I want you all to know that I have partook of the brokenness of your life and it has nourished me. And I'm grateful to be here in your midst and give you this. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for David and Ginger and Sonny and Rod and for Chris. Lord, I thank you that they are people that have seen the body of Christ. They've seen not only how they personally need what others have, but they are people that understand that what they have, others need. Lord, and I pray that you would continue to bless them, that there will be a people that will not only nourish others with the life of Christ that they have, but there'll be a people, a family that are nourished by the life of Christ that others have. Lord, I pray that in the future, it's been a little unbalanced. What they gave out to others has not been what they received. I pray in the future, Lord, the trend would begin to go the opposite. And what they receive, not only from you personally, but from others, indirectly, Lord, would be more than what they could ever give. Father, I pray that you would bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. You can partake. If the laps will come up next. Okay, just grab you a big hunk of bread there. This is his blood, which was shed for all of you, and this represents his body, which was broken for you. David, let's just pray. Father, I thank you. I remember when I first saw this couple, I was sitting in a basement of a former Amishman. I was sitting there and I was surrounded by present-day Amishmen, which John and his wife were. And as I sat there, I saw the hunger for the Lord in their lives and in their eyes. I saw, Lord, that they wanted more than what they had. They saw more than what they were able to receive in their present circumstance. And that caused to bring some restraints on their lives, to do some things that were painful but were needed. And as a result, Lord, they are a part of us today. And Lord, I personally want to echo a great big thank you because they have ministered to me, not only as a family, Lord, but as a couple. Lord, the life of their former son, Daniel, ministered to me. Lord, and their love in the midst of different situations have ministered. I have partook of that and it has nourished me. It has kept me from self-pity. It has kept me from discouragement. It has kept me, Lord. This couple has a lot to offer of the body of Christ. They may be young, but they are rich, Lord. And I pray that we as a people will partake of the life of Christ that is in them, that will nourish us and maintain us, and let us be a nourishing to them as well. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can partake. Mr. Malik, you're more than welcome to join my family as they come. And Shannon, you can join ours too. That's right. And I'm going to allow David to pray for us. Come on up here. Jessica. You've got to get one with some in it, son. And since my need for the body is so great, I'm taking the rest. No, just teasing.
Lord, we just want to thank you for this family, for this extended family. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your blood that you shed. We thank you for your body. Lord, we thank you for this body. And we just ask, Lord, that God, you partaking of this cup and you partaking of this bread, that this will unite us in spirit, in body, and with a single-mindedness, Lord. That this is a very special family unit, Lord, especially special to my family, to this fellowship, to this ministry, and to thousands and thousands of lives. We just ask, Lord, that as they partake of your blood and of your body, that it represents a new life, a new vision, a new revelation, and a new anointing on this family. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You may be seated. We have one last thing before we're going to be dismissed. I do want to reiterate that judging the body correctly is judging your need for the body of Christ. I need all of you if I'm to do what God has called me to do. And you need me if you're going to do what God has called you to do. Ed, did you come up?
No, I'm not in.
Okay. We're going to have a song, and then after the song, this is about communion, and then we're going to be dismissed. So when she is done, pardon me? Diane, would you come up and share now? Diane has something she wants to share. Take that mic. Turn this, the yellow mic on.
Sit on. While Jim was praying for a couple of people, God gave me a couple words for them. For John and Ida, when Jim was praying for you up here, God showed me a pillar of support that y'all have been a real stabilizing and a real strength. And God wanted to reiterate to you that he has put you in the body as a pillar of strength. And then there was a word that God gave me for Davey Burkholder and his wife, but since they've left, I'll share that with them next time I see them. And then while I'm up here, I wanted to go ahead and give a testimony to the Lord of his goodness. 2 years ago when we were down in Florida, the doctors came up with a problem that I had, and they wanted to run more tests and stuff, but we were in the process of moving, and so they told me when I came up here they wanted me to go see some specialist. And after we got up here, I kind of put it to the back of my mind because I didn't want to face it. It was something that I just didn't want to face. And anyways, this 2 weeks ago, I went to the doctor, and I thought, well, you know, I'll have them check and see if I still have this problem. And at the doctor's office, it came back that I still had the problem, and they wanted to run further tests and stuff. And so they sent stuff off to the lab, and I asked a few friends to be praying with me about it because I was really starting to get nervous. And this week, the doctor's office called back with the lab results, and praise God, the lab results came back. There was absolutely nothing wrong, and they said that, you know, the doctor's office must have been wrong, that there's nothing there. So I just want to praise God for his healing.
She's going to come up, and when she's done, we're going to be dismissed. At that time, and we'll see you all again next Sunday.
On the night you were betrayed, you took the bread. After giving thanks, you broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you." And as you eat it, remember me. This is my body, broken for you. And as you eat it, remember me. On the night you were betrayed, you held the cup. After giving thanks, you lifted it up. This is my blood poured out for you. And as you drink it, remember me. This is my blood poured out for you. And as you drink it, remember me. So we thank you for the wine and for the bread. For we see the love you gave and the blood you shed. And we remember your wondrous love you gave. shed your blood. Yes, we remember your wondrous love. You gave your body, you shed your blood. You gave your body, you shed your blood. Thank you, Jesus.